All right, folks, so today we're talking about pull requests maintainers will love to review. So first, maybe let me get a quick show of hands. Who here is a maintainer for an open source project? All right. Who has ever submitted a pull request to a project they don't maintain? Yeah, almost everybody. Who is thinking about doing it someday and is here to learn? Nice. And who has not yet had a chance to raise their hand? Awesome. All right. Thank you for being here. Thank you all. This talk is meant to be interesting and hopefully informative for everybody, no matter when you raise your hand. So let's get to it. And I'm going to try to make this interactive. We'll see if it works in this room. But we'll see. Basically, I'll ask you folks to participate and share your ideas throughout the talk, and then I will restate them, but you just need to say them loud enough for me to hear. So first, let's get on the same page. So what is a pull request? Can anybody raise their hands and throw out a definition? All right, thank you. All right, so a request to integrate one of your commits into a public repo. All right. Let's see. Here's a pull request in the context of open source development. All right. So here's my definition, and that this is what we'll be going for this presentation. So a pull request is a presentation of your proposed changes to a project. So it's a presentation of that request to integrate your commits. And that's going to be really important. So why put up a pull request? You guys have all done it. Almost. Anybody want to raise their hand? All right. Yeah, because something is annoying and you want to fix it. Others? Yeah. Yeah, because you want to share something you've done. Anyone else? Yeah. You just fixed something. All right. Yeah, you don't want to maintain a fork, so you want to get your changes integrated upstream. Cool. So those are some great reasons. I'm going to give kind of a first pass reason is you want to get your changes merged, right? If you submit a pull request and it doesn't get merged, usually you didn't get to whatever you were trying to do. But then, yes, there's a bunch of different reasons why you might be trying to get your changes merged. So maybe, as folks were saying, to fix an issue that's bugging you. Maybe you just think it's like really cool to be part of an open source community and you want to contribute. Some folks do it for homework or for resume. It's a really transparent way to demonstrate your capabilities to build code. And hopefully, whatever other reasons you might have, that last reason also applies, which is that you're trying to help the project, right? You're trying to make the project better. And so for the rest of this presentation, I'm going to assume that no matter what else you're trying to do, you're trying to help. So that raises the question. So you're trying to get your PR merged, and you're trying to help. So does every merged PR actually help the project? Anyone? You hope so. Anyone? Any thoughts on this one? Somebody said no? Why not? Actively harmful or passively harmful, yeah? Yeah, so it could be malicious. Yeah, so it could be adding a bunch of maintenance burden. So maybe it's a good feature, but it's going to be really hard to maintain. Yeah. Yeah, maybe it doesn't match the vision of the people running the project. Yeah, one more. Company you work for needs extra feature. Yeah, maybe. So I think one way to think about it an open source project is we're all working together to build this this Jenga tower. And so maybe it starts out nice and small and really stable, really easy to understand. And then we keep changing things and adding pieces and adding more features. And as we do it, it gets more complex and more fragile. And each new PR, you're adding a piece on top of this pile. And what you really don't want is when you to just plop your piece down carelessly and collapse the entire thing, right? So when we have a PR that we're trying to get merged, we really want to be thoughtful about that maintenance burden, the risks it introduces to other parts of the project. And it really is something that maintainers are going to be thinking about when they're looking at your work. So how do you get your good PR merged? Well, like very simply put, you need maintainer approval, right? That's the definition of what maintainers can do. They can decide what goes into the project and what doesn't. But how do we do that? So first, okay, here's another toss-up. What's a maintainer? Anyone raise a hand? Yeah. Go ahead and in the jacket. So you have to speak up a little. I couldn't hear. Maybe somebody could speak a little up. A maintainer is managed integrating into the project. Yeah. Any other? Okay, there's another hand there. A person with no life outside the project. With a life outside the project. With a life outside the project. Yeah. Sometimes folks definitely forget that. All right, here's mine. So, okay, first of all, sorry, it's not somebody who's fixes up autos. It's a super busy person responsible for making an open source project better and not breaking things. So hi, I'm a maintainer, so let me reintroduce myself a little bit so you know where I'm coming from. So I work on Zulip, which is an organized team chat app. It's an open source alternative to something like Slack, Microsoft Teams, Discord. You can self-host it, or we offer cloud hosting, which is free for open source projects, so chat with me afterwards if you're interested. And we've really invested a lot into building up an open source community around the project. So we've had 1,500 code contributors over the 10 years of the project, with 100 contributors with 100 or more commits. So lots of folks who have got really deep engagement. And to support this, we've written almost 200,000 words of documentation for developers. And if that sounds daunting, that was over the course of 10 years and definitely not something we started with or you have to start with. Much less could be very, very useful. So how do you collaborate with maintainers, these really busy people? Well, here are a couple of really important questions a maintainer is going to have about your pull request. So one is, we talked about being useful, right? So do these changes do something useful in a good way? So good can mean in line with the project's standards and kind of fitting with the rest of the code, not introducing regressions elsewhere, all sorts of things. So. But let's talk about the useful part. So suppose I'm baking a pear tart, right? And I have these nice three pears that I'm getting ready to bake. And you come to me and you're like, here's a beautiful red apple. It's delicious. It's great. And I look at it and I'm like, yeah, that's a great apple. But I am making a pear tart. So what do I do with your apple, right? So when you're submitting a pull request somewhere, probably the maintainers of the project have some vision, some idea of what their product is, what it needs to do, and what it doesn't need to do. And so what you really don't want to do is they're working on a pear tart and you come in there with your apple, right? Maybe it could be a great feature. Maybe it's a great feature It might be. But the maintainers, it doesn't fit what the maintainers think their product is about. And so you don't want to spend all that effort of doing the code changes, getting, testing them, all that work, until you know that it's something that maintainers are actually interested in. And so there's going to be different ways to find that out for different projects. So often one clear way is if there's a public issue tracker, and maybe the project uses a label to indicate which issues are open for contribution. Like here we have the help wanted label. Great, you know that's something that maintainers would be excited to see in this project. Often there's like a development community, chat or forum, or even just posting an issue to their repo saying, hey, here's the thing I'd like to work on. Is this something you're interested in? But don't do all that coding work before you've done the kind of social work of understanding, is this a feature that they want? And maybe you'll also find that the initial idea you came with is an apple for them, but there's something that is a pair that just requires discussion and back and forth and kind of aligning what you're looking for and what they're looking for. Okay, and then another question the maintainer is going to have is how risky is this change, right? Because we talked about how maintainers are responsible for things not breaking. So they're going to look at your change and be like, okay, how likely is this to break things? And if everything looks good, it's useful, it seems reasonably implemented, it's low risk, that's when your PR is going to get merged. There's also a situation that's very common where initially the answer is, well, not yet. Like, it doesn't quite meet our standards, there's this thing could be done better, so on, but I could see a path towards yes. And that's when the maintainer will probably leave some feedback on your pull request asking you to improve it to make it better before they can merge it. But what if your PR is just kind of a mess? Like, you look at it and you're like, it's doing something, but I can't really tell what's happening here. I don't really understand this. That's when you're probably not going to get you're certainly not going to get that PR merge right away. You're probably not even going to get feedback. Because as we said, the maintainers are busy people, right? They're prioritizing things that they can see as likely to move the project forward. If they look at your PR and they have no idea if it's going to move the project forward, they're not going to be able to review it. It's just not going to be worth their time. And I think it's a really fair decision for them. And so at best, you'll get a comment saying, hey, I can't understand what's happening here. Can you please fix it up and make it more clear? But maybe they'll just, you know, think they'll review it someday when they have more time. So it'll be forever and you'll never hear back. Or maybe they'll just ignore it. But really, you're not on a good track if this is where you start. So the rest of this presentation is how to put together a pull request that doesn't look like a pile of Lego bricks. So let's see what's involved. So first, let's just go kind of all the pieces that put together that go together into making a pull request. So this is just a screenshot of a pull request from one of Zulip's maintainers. And then we're just going to go over all the pieces. As you can see, we're using the GitHub UI. So this UI might be familiar for you. One piece is the commit history, so we'll talk about that. Another piece is the PR title at the top, and then just some textual description of the changes. You might have screenshots for visual changes. There might be some CI running, so there's going to be tests that they need to pass. And for us, there's also a self-review checklist that you need to check off when you're submitting your pull request. So this is going to be kind of the outline for the rest of the talk with one bonus section to follow. And the idea here